בכבוד.
בדיוק המשנה. Introducing Avraham Avinu as introduction. The Zohar, Rav Shmuel Yochai, warns us if Chas Shalom we take it for granted the story. The Torah is not a storybook, just a message and a guide. And that's how this parsha starts. Avraham Avinu was told by Hashem, Lech Lecha, go. He doesn't even tell him where. I'm going to show you later. It's one of the tests, maybe the first test, according to Moshe Chacham. Don't ask him a question, just go.
Okay.
Why? What's so important about it? What kind of a test is this? I shouldn't ask no question. In the land I'm going to show you, I'm going to make you to a big nation. You don't tell somebody, I'm going to make you to a big nation. You're going to be a big nation. You don't make somebody. You don't make him. Make is, you make something physical. Hashem is not going to make him. I'm going to bless you with a lot of money. Avraham Avinu in this expansion is 75 years old. At age 48, he was thrown into a fire, and Hashem took him out. After you come out from a fire, you have such belief in Hashem, you're not interested in anything. No buildings, no jewelry, no money, no nothing. Baruch Hashem. Ani kirbat Elokim mitov v'mer says, you know, you have to reach a level that you want to have Hashem all the time. Everything else, I'm not interested. So, Avraham, listen. I know you're going to go, and because you leave your country, you might need them. I'm going to bless you with money. Listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you saved me from fire at age 48. I didn't need nothing from you. Nothing. I don't need nothing. I trust you 100%. If I need money, you give it to me. If I don't need it, I don't need it. If I be a big nation, I'll be a big nation. If I'll be a big nation, I'll be a big nation. I see you reach such a level, nothing matters anymore. And nothing is valuable in your eyes besides Hashem. You have to say the whole day, 24/7, Nishmat Kol Chai Mizmor LaTodah. No time. But that's the level a person should have in mind he wants to reach. That's the goal of our life. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be Mashiach, it's going to be Olam Haba, and it's going to be Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, there's no money, there's no nothing, just being close to Hashem. This world is a trainer effect, if I may say. To get to this level. Hashem said, I'm going to give you money. I don't need money, Hashem. I don't want money. You want me to go? I'll go. You want me to tell me where I'm going? No, I'm not telling you. Why are you telling me? What's the problem? Hashem said, everybody's going to bless you. I'm going to curse the one who's going to curse you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless them. Yeah. Avraham walks, takes his wife, and Lot, story, takes Lot. Comes to us, Israel, he has Ruach HaKodesh already at the time, he knows the places, what's going to happen in the future, wars and other things, and he prays with altars. He gets the Torah emphasized. He put his wife's tent, and then his own tent. Okay, so the Americans call ladies first. So it's the proof. Avraham Avinu first put Sarah's tent. He goes there, all of a sudden, the famine. The famine in Israel, no food, he's going to Egypt. He says the Zohar without permission. He gets close to Egypt, he tells his wife, I realize now how beautiful you are, how pretty you are. We come to Egypt, Arabs, black people, they're only going to kidnap you, they only want you. They're going to kill me. Instead, you know, you say that you're my sister and they'll give me presents and I'm going to be alive. And the Torah says, and the Gemara explained, Avraham put Sarah in the box. She came to customs, opened up the box, they saw Sarah. I said, Paro, they brought Sarah to Paro. Sarah to Paro. And In the middle of the night, the Zohar says, an angel came and hit Paro 10 times. A hint that in Egypt, you're going to have 10 plagues later on. In the morning, Paro goes to Abram and says, Abram, why don't you tell me she's your wife? Please get out of the country. The people over here, all Hamas. We don't want you here. So I says, Paro sent people, accompany Abram, get out, gave him presents. This is this expression. The question is, why do you tell your wife about your wife? She's your sister. She's not your sister. Tell the truth. She's your niece. Sarah was Abraham's niece. What are you afraid of? You're afraid you're going to say this is your wife. Tell him, it's not my wife, it's my niece. That's the truth. It's not really your sister. Next week, Parashah, the same episode. Abraham Avinu arrived next to Ashkelon. Over there, the Melech, king, grabs Sarah. After, Sarah told him, that's my brother. Abraham said, it's my sister. In the morning, same episode, angel came, this, that. Abimelech asked Abraham, Abraham, why do you tell me she's your sister? So in the text, Abraham tells him, listen, really she's my sister. Not really, but she's my sister because me and my brother. This is Parsha. Abraham doesn't answer the question. Paul asks him, why do you say she's your sister? Abraham doesn't say anything. How come you don't tell him the same story you're going to tell Abimelech next to Parsha? At that time, Abraham Avinu is going to be 99. Tell him. Well, her father and myself are two brothers, not from the same mother. So still, he didn't answer. She's not his sister. But I had to forget about it. Over here, Torah doesn't say, Abraham doesn't say anything. Come, Chachamim, just like this. Torah tells us, chapter 2, again, disregard chapters, the Goyim made the chapters in the Chumash, in the Navi. But still there, I'm going to quote it. Chapter 2 in Sefer Bereshit, the chapter starts like this. It sounds like a repetition. It says, you know, in the Todot HaShemayim V'aretz, those are the descendants. Behi Baram, when Hashem created. It says, no. It's true. It says, Baram means something else. It means Avraham. Explains the Gemara. Abraham Avinu was born 1948 to creation. By the way, somebody told me today, Abraham Avinu is 75, this expansion. He was born 1948, like Israel was born 1948. 75 in 1948 is 2023, this year. That's what the Zohar says. When you read the Parsha, says the Zohar, the Kambina says, focus on the information, try to apply it to your day life. Abraham is 75, was born 1948, today is 2023 for creation. Says the Gemara, let me tell you something. 1948 is a cutoff date. Almost. But, says the Gemara, when Hashem created this world, he decided there's going to be 2,000 years of desert world, then 2,000 years of Torah, started by Avraham Avinu. It's not exactly. I mean, it was 1948, now he's 52 years old, but this is it. Says the Gemara, okay, let me explain to you now, you understand the history. Hashem said, I created this world, chapter 1 in Bereshit. Chapter 2 tells you, listen. You don't get it. What happened? Sefer Bereshit, you should know. The hero of Sefer Bereshit is Avraham Avinu. He is going to restart the world again after what happened in Gan Eden and Adam HaRishon. So whatever you read, Parashat Bereshit, Noach, Mabul, means nothing. You should know we aim to Avraham Avinu. He is the one that is going to fix everything, and Hashem gives him a chance to start again the world. What happened? Adam HaShem did not listen to Hashem. Hashem is going to test Avraham 10 times in order for Avraham Avinu to be eligible to start the world. Without him, the Gemara, the Zohar says, the war would not have started. After this Mabul, something has happened. Maybe a tsunami, maybe an earthquake, something like that. The world stands on Avraham Avinu. And here, says Zohar, says Ari, now you have to know your obligation to the world. And you know what to do, what not to do. You have to imitate Avraham Avinu. Here the Torah will start tell you. First thing, Hashem tells me, go, no questions. I says, this is to correct. The sin of Adam HaRishon didn't listen. Now, blind. You go to the airport, you don't know which airline goes. I don't know. Where are you going? I have no idea. I don't know. This is the Soda Emunah, this is the root of Emunah and belief in Hashem. To correct, the world tumbled down because Adam HaRishon did not believe in Hashem. The sin of Adam, you know what? Ve'escha legoy gadol. I want to explain to you something. The word to make, to do, means to become a new person. Says the Gemara, in the sacrifices, what we read on Rosh Hashanah, the Torah says, Va'asitem ola. Do korban ola. Says the Gemara, do? No, sacrifice. The Gemara says, no. The accomplishment on Rosh Hashanah is to become a new person. You do yourself, and after Selichot, that you did 30 days, what happened, Rosh Hashanah? I'm a new person. I'm not the same. Eschal legoy gadol. Hashem told me, listen. Forget about it. How old are you now? 75? It's a cut off day. Let me tell you now. Now you're going to Eretz Israel. Eretz Israel is a new life. Adam HaShem was in Eretz Israel. You're going to be there. I'm telling you. From now on, you have to figure out what to do in a different level. The level of making yourself a new person. Okay. By the way, I want to tell you about me something. You know, says the Zohar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented Adam HaRishon a wife before Chava upon his request. He said, I need a mate. And Hashem brought an angel, said, this is your wife. And she says, no. Again, she's not my wife. And Hashem in apparition him, Yom Chava. And then he ate from the tree. And then Hashem told him, listen, 10 curses. One of the curses, work very hard. Very hard. What's the problem? Tell you what the problem is. The problem is that you ate from the tree. Well, that's not the problem. The problem is that you rejected the suggested wife that Hashem offered you. If you would have accepted it, you would not have eaten from the tree. By the way, excuse me, you rejected it. That first wife got married to the Satan. That's why he came into the picture. And he convinced Chava to eat. And he had hope that Adam HaRishon will die. Because the problem in your life is Adam HaRishon's first act. You ask for a wife? No. I don't want this one. I want another. Therefore, you got a curse. Hashem Tavavinu V'avarechecha B'mamun. You know, when you start fresh, parnasa, business will be very easy for you. It's because, I'll tell you in a second why. But it's a fresh start. That's life. This is Parsha Yishud. Hashem gives a chance to a person to start. Okay, fine. Take Sarah, goes to, hey. He's a famine. No, wait. Okay, no, wait a minute. The famine, he goes to Egypt. Come to Egypt, tells, say you my sister. says Shlomo HaMelech in Shir HaShirim, you should know the task of your life. Says Hashem talks to us as we are Hashem's wife. Hashem said, listen, Bitchili, please, open the door for me. Achoti, my sister. Rayati, my friend. Yonati, my pigeon. Tamati, complete wife. Four adjectives about a wife. The first one is Achoti, my sister. You didn't marry your wife. You marry your sister. The relation between a person to his sister has respect. This is the first thing with your wife. Says the Gemara, let me explain to you what happened. You want to know something about Sarah? Says the Zohar like this. Abraham is going to Egypt. They have to cross a river. And Sarah, Baruch Hashem, was walking in a dress. Went all the way down, of course. She picked the dress a little bit, should not get wet from the water. Says the Gemara, Sarah's feet shone. Says the Gemara, that moment, says the Zohar, Adam HaRishon said, ah, now you're pretty. Not because of her face, because the light that came out from her body. Now I know that you're pretty. I know you're pretty. I didn't know till now. We'll see soon why. But the Gemara says you should know that's the goal of life. Gemara tells a story that Rabbi Yochanan went to visit one of the Chachamim. Was sick, Rabbi Lazar was sick. He came to the room, there was no light, no candles. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, rolled up his sleeve. Light came from his hand, lit the room. You don't need light. If we need light, Hashem would have made already fluorescent LED to Adam HaRishon. You don't need it. Adam HaRishon had a special light. Until he ate from the tree, his body shined. You get the light. That's what you get it from the tzitzit. You put tzitzit in the morning, that's the kavana. The kavana of the tzitzit, the light from the tzitzit should penetrate inside your skin, inside your body. That's the kavana. That's the goal in life. If the person has to look, does it shine? If it doesn't shine, you still have to go and do certain things that you'll shine. Sarah shines. That's what Torah says to Avram, said to her, I know you're very pretty now. Yisha yifat mareat. Now you know, I'm 65 now. Which means he didn't look at her. No. Zohar says no. No, what it means is that her body shines. Her body shines. You know why her body shines? The Gemara says, because she came to Israel, and she's tzinua tzniut. She gets it really from Avraham Avinu, that light. But that's the power of a lady. That she should shine. As well, the man has to shine. This is what Hashem created originally. And Adam after ate from the tree, and Chama from the tree, the light, so-called from the body, disappeared. And here Hashem tells us, in this expansion, you know, it's a new fresh now. Fresh, when you start now, your life should know, what is it? I'll tell you what it is. You don't look for a wife. You look for a light. Adam HaRishon presented with the angel to be his wife. I said, nah, that's not called a wife. When Hashem made Chava pretty, this, she put 24 pieces of jewelry on her, and she said, this is my wife. No, my wife. That's not your wife. This is your enemy. Because of that thing, soon you're going to be out of Gan Eden, and you're going to die. 930 years, numerical value of the word Ta'anit, Adam HaRishon did all his life. First 130 years, nothing, he didn't eat nothing, only at night. Then 800 years, ate only baksa and drink water, not even one time Coca-Cola. To do what? To undo the Gezerah, he wants to go back to Gan Eden. He wants to have his life. Nah. Ta'anit is worthless if you don't know what you Ta'anit for. Teshuva, as you know, your wife was not your sister. You looked for a wife. No. Teshuva Meir said, look, your wife should be like a sister. You treat your wife like a sister. Mechabda, you tell me, go forward, the Gemara said, you have to respect your wife more than respect yourself. You buy yourself a Lexus, you have to buy your wife also. Mechabda, you tell me, Gufan. Who is this? She's supposed to clean the house. She's supposed to wash the dishes. She's supposed to. Mechabda, you tell me, Gufan. More. Oh, Havak, you go for. Love your wife, you say, love yourself. But it's not because she's flesh. Because she is projector. She's supposed to be a light. It means she's supposed to be on the level of an angel. If you are like an angel. Of course, if you're an animal, she's going to look like an animal. Let's the farm tells. Of course she's my niece. No, you don't get it. You go tell them that you, my sister, that is going to bring me money. You know why? Because the Gezerah of Adam HaRishon is going to be undone. I don't have to work so hard anymore. Because I correct. The sin of Adam HaRishon was not that he ate. It rejected the first wife Hashem offered him. And then, everything will fall into place. That's what the Torah says. First he put his wife's tent. And so Adam HaRishon had no respect for his wife. When Hashem asked him, did you eat from the tree? He said, my wife. That's called respect for your wife. Again, if she is an angel, if she has light coming out of her body, of course, then you put the tent first. Mechabda yotem megufo. You have to respect your wife more. It's not America ladies first. It's an obligation. Said, honey, make me tea. Honey, wash the dishes. Honey, take the garbage down. It's the opposite. You're not respecting your wife. You lower your wife. Your wife. Let's call Achoti. So they come to Egypt. That's what happened. An angel comes into the room. When Paul takes Sarah, hits Paul. Paul says, leave. Ask him the questions. Why did you say, I wasn't even answering. It's my sister. You know, that's the secret of our life. I said, every morning you wash our hands. I say, because Shalom Asani Goy. Hashem, thank God you didn't make me a goy. Every day. Yesterday already. You said yesterday, Shalom Asani Goy. You can't be a goy today. How old are you now? 100 years old, you said Shalom Asani Goy? You said 100 years ago, you said it already. Every day you say Shalom Asani, you didn't make me a goy. Shalom Asani, heaven. Shalom Asani, what mean Shalom Asani? What mean Shalom Asani? Asani? He says, Hashem told the angels, Na'ase Adam. Let's create a man like us. Us should have light like us. So now Hashem was on the floor. The angels already saw the light coming from his body. They said to each other, we think that's Hashem over here. Hashem said, no. This is the person that I just created. I gave him light. Every morning, says the Ali, say, Modani, huh? She said, what it is? Every morning, says, you know, when you wash your hands, says the Rashba, not just because something, you know, you're not pure. No. Because every morning you become a new person. Hashem gives you a chance every morning, start a new life. What happened yesterday? Nothing. Forget about it. That's the goal in life. Before you go to sleep, in the morning you're a new person. Whatever you have debts, everything is might be erased. Yes, Chaim came up in the morning. Some miracles happened to them. It's Shelo Asani Goy, Shelo Asani Abel, Shelo Asani. You know what I mean? It's Baruch Hashem, I am new. Every morning I have to say the bracha again. I'm not a Goy. He said it yesterday. It wasn't me yesterday. It's Chalikoy Gadol. I'm a new person now. A new person has a better chance. But, be the parasha. The Gemara says, Adam HaRishon fell into a trap. You read the Dora Mabul, all the sins they did. You say, what's the problem? What's the problem? Abomination, not tzniut, walking on the street, not dressed properly. So what's the problem? What's the problem? The problem is, Adam HaRishon rejected the first wife. He wanted to have good time in life instead of have a spiritual life. Came Abraham, Avinu, said, Be'ibaram, 1948. What happened? A new start. Avraham Avinu. What is this? Says the Gemara, 2,000 years of Torah. Only if you learn Torah, you prove to Hashem you want a spiritual life. It's not a declaration. A spiritual life, and then you're looking for all the material things. Without learning as much as you can, doesn't show that you're really interested in spiritual life. So that's the whole purpose of this parasha. And to tell you, look, going, no questions. It's Chalukah Gadol, new life, you start new life. Start new life. In Eretz Yisrael. And that really what Chachamim explained to us. Abominu is called the giant. The giant. Man says, what do you know about Abominu? We don't know. What do you know? The master tell you what you know. Abominu never went to yeshiva, the Gemara says. He made yeshiva later. But he searched so much for spiritual life. The master says his kidneys taught him not just the Torah and the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, everything. He knew the Gemara says, Erubet Avshilin, Erubet Chumin, all the things he's doing in Shulchan Aruch now. Abominu, the Gemara says, he kept it already. He searched. Because when you search for Shulchan Aruch, for the Gemara, it means you search for spiritual life. Then the world stands. As the Torah tells us, Hashem gave us the Torah because without Torah, the world cannot stand because it's going to be a materialistic world. We're going to fall back in the situation of Adam Arshon, in the time of Noah. In order to release ourselves, to have redemption, is we have to change our life. And it's in our hand. I says, I'm looking for spiritual life. Anyways, I'm in Gemara all day, Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, I pray, see Tehillim, that shows. So then, your wife might shine, and you might shine. Never late. But unless we do it, you go back to the Mabul. That's our problem. And that's what the Zohar says. That's why Hashem brought this parsha. He'll tell you, even Avraham Avinu made a mistake. The Zohar says, should not have gone to Egypt. But now he's going to be saved. Because we're going to see the light from his wife. You understand? I got it. That's the way I lived my life till now. That's the way I want my life. That's going to save me. Nothing can happen. Next is parasha, and Abimelech is different already. Because if you're going to learn this week's parasha, it says something happened, Sarah did not behave 100%. It's embarrassing to say. Ramban writes in his commentary, you should know, you know, Hamas, Gaza. The grandmother of all those people is Hagar. And Sarah suggested Hagar to Avram, and then she became pregnant. And then she made fun of Sarah. If Sarah cannot get pregnant, she's pregnant. So Sarah went. It's even embarrassing to say what Sarah did to her. I cannot say it. But Torah said that Sarah tortured her, and she ran away. And three angels came and told her, go back to your master, to Sarah. And you're going to have Ishmael. And the Gemara says, you know the secret of the world, Ishmael? The secret is Hashem is going to listen to Am Israel when they're going to have to pray and daven from the difficulties and the horrible things that I was going to do. Just opposite. Read the text A text says, oh, the angel told Hagar, you have a son, Ishmael. Hashem listened to you. And then, by let's go Ishmael, Yerub Ishmael Khan Gadol. Yerub Ishmael Khan Gadol? Who named his son Ishmael after this animal? Says the Gemara, Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. The reason his name is Ishmael is because Hashem is going to listen to us while we're praying to be saved from them. And that's what the Zohar said is special, because Ishmael agreed to do Brit Milah at age 13 until Mashiach will come, and never going to finish with him. Doesn't matter what you do to them. Always going to come pop back. Never going to finish with him. Never. The only thing is to pray against them, but to have to choose spiritual life. A spiritual life, nobody can do anything to you. Then you have a special light that comes from your system, and the light watches you. And that's the light of the tzitzit, a special light of the tefillin, the Gemara says. The goyim will see you wear tefillin, they're not going to harm you. And that is really what Hashem wants from us. As Behi Baham, the Gemara says exactly. You should know, you should start your life daily. That when you wash your hands in the morning, the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Rashba says, I'm a new person. I'm not making myself. He says, Pokeach Chevrim. Of course, it means, Baruch Hashem, I get up in the morning and I can see and I can this. No, no, no. It means, actually, I'm brand new. Actually, we say it every morning. I'm Chadesh Betuvo B'chol Adamim Maaseh V'Rashit. After Baruch Hu, we say the sentence, Hashem, you renew with your goodness every day. Always. What do you mean? The world runs. Everybody goes to sleep. He knows in the morning the sun is going to go outside. No. Every day is a new creation upon the behavior of the people, upon what people are going to accept on themselves before you go to sleep. That's how crucial it is. Kirat Shema, before you go to sleep, the text before, and the text after, I'm going to deposit my neshama with you. Okay, what does it mean? We are going to sleep. No, 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 no. It means as well, it says the neshama goes up, Hashem cleans the neshama, and Hashem can send you back in the morning, clean the neshama. If he didn't do it, Hashem might send you a dirty neshama in the morning. But when you wash your hands and you say, Bekot HaShachar V'Chavana, it means that's what it means. I have a new start. So forget about the problem you had last night. Not gonna happen again. That's the whole purpose of our life. That's what Zohar says. As Chachamim tell us, 2023, Abraham is 75, he has a new start. Not a new start, Abraham says, the world starts again. It's not Abraham starts again. Behi Baham. Now you should know that is the time to start again. It's Parasha. It's difficult times, but you should know the whole thing is Shekel. This. Hashem wants to bring Betamigdash down to send Mashiach. That's what we have to concentrate. All the nonsense, all the news nonsense. Shtiyot. It's nothing. If the person has to focus on Hashem's house, and Hashem's redemption to have Mashiach, then Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow morning you'll see him at the Midrash.
Amen. Amen.